I wish to thank Deputy Pringle for raising this issue this evening and most importantly for bringing these matters to the attention of the HSE in 2016 on foot of concerns raised by him, by the whistleblower. These concerns relate to the care and safeguarding of vulnerable service users in the HSE residential services for adults with a disability located within CHO1, which compromises the counties Donegal, Sligo, Leitrim, Cavan and Monaghan. As the Minister with responsibility for disability, I stand here this evening simply shocked at what I have learned has occurred, some of which the Deputy has also detailed there. In addressing such a sensitive issue, it is important that I am as open and as transparent as I can, while also protecting the identities of vulnerable people involved. I am mindful that I am mindful that I do not provide further detail which would other identify the location and service users concerned. In addition, it is important to note that these matters are also subject of an ongoing Síochána investigation. In terms of the timelines of events, in December 2016, in light of the concerns raised by Deputy Pringle, CHO1 commissioned a look-back review. The purpose of the review was to investigate these concerns, and a serious incident management team was established in CHO1, consisting of the head of social care, the general manager, and the service manager disabilities. In November 2018, the look-back review report was accepted by the HSE. It found that there were serious safeguarding concerns impacting service users in the residential services between 2003 and 2011. This resulted in open disclosure workshops being held for the staff involved in making disclosures arising out of the findings in the look-back review, and open disclosure meetings with the families of those affected with living relatives during November 2018. In December 2018, in light of the findings of the look-back review, the HSE National Director of Quality Assurance and Verification commissioned the National Independent Review Panel, or NIRP, to carry out the Brandon Report. A key remit of the NIRP is to seek to determine what the relevant services in the case might have done differently that could have prevented significant harm or improved the quality of life of the persons concerned. Although the NIRP is part of the HSE, it is independent of all HSE operations at both national and community level, and it utilises the HSE Incident Management Framework to examine circumstances related to people who use community health and social care services where there are major concerns about how the services involved manage the care of an individual or group of individuals. In August 2020, the Brandon Report was submitted to the HSE. In mid-October 2020, Deputy Pringle approached me about the Brandon Report. In early December 2020, I held a video call with the HSE to discuss the concerns raised with me by Deputy Pringle and sought a copy of the Brandon Report. The HSE informed me at that point, a number of internal processes associated with the findings of the report were still in train, and this was not possible at this time, but would be done in due course. In April 2021, in a meeting with the HSE, I was provided with a list of 5 recommendations stemming from the Brandon Report. To ensure the recommendations were commensurate with the findings of the report, I once again requested a copy of the report. Over recent weeks, both the department and I have written to the HSE to request a copy of the report, but it was not forthcoming. Earlier this week, on Tuesday, following correspondence with the HSE CEO, a redacted version of the report was finally shared with me for viewing on a screen. This process, I understand, was similar to that provided to the board of the HSE, who were recently, they were also had an opportunity to view the report on a screen. Today, I wrote to the chair of the HSE board once again, seeking a physical copy of the report. From what I read on Tuesday, I found the report a stark read, the scale of the abuse detailed and the seemingly breakdown of policies and procedures at the site was both appalling and devastating. The HSE have assured me that there is no ongoing risk to the service users and that the national governance and accountability structures to oversee implementations of the recommendations arising from the report are in place. My overarching concern, however, is a question over whether the current system is safe and appropriate, not just in the CHO, but more broadly across all health and social care systems, that those who have been victims and their families are being supported. To quote from the letter I sent to the chair of the HSE board earlier today, and as the deputy has said himself, I remain extremely concerned with the length of time that it has taken the HSE to reach a conclusion regarding the examination of these serious and significant matters, including the process of concluding the NERC report. I'm therefore again seeking definite confirmation of the timeline for publication of the report findings and recommendations, as well as the process in place for engagement with the service users, their families affected by these matters, and the supports that have been put in place for these individuals.